This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. Before we begin, if your podcast app is set to skip silent sections, disable that now. In a minute, I'm going to read a verse from the Psalms for us to meditate on. But before we do, let's get our body in a good disposition to meditate. Lay flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and close your eyes if you can. When you're ready, take in a deep breath through your nose into your belly and feel your belly rise, and then hold it for just a moment until it becomes slightly uncomfortable. Then when you release your breath, say quietly to yourself, "Relax," and feel the muscles in your body soften and your entire body become heavier. Continue to take in deep, slow breaths. Let your mind become more still and quiet with each breath. And now on your next breath, hold it again for just a moment until it becomes slightly uncomfortable. Then when you release your breath, focus on that feeling right there in your whole body. That feeling of release and letting go of clenched muscles. That feeling right there is what you want to try to focus on throughout this meditation. You want to try to get really good with time, really good at feeling your body this way. Almost as if your mind is going within your body and you're feeling your body from within. With each release of your breath, let go a little bit more and notice your muscles throughout your entire body softening and your whole body becoming heavier and sinking into the surface that you're on. Notice how simple and easy this process really is. Already, you're feeling a little more relaxed and at ease inside. As you breathe, let your out-breath be a little longer than your in-breath. And try to focus on feeling your body from within, as if your mind is going inside your body feeling heavier, more relaxed, your mind becoming quieter, less noisy, less cluttered. Your whole body letting go of clenched muscles, letting go of tension. Breathing in, feeling more calm and relaxed. Breathing out, feeling yourself letting go of tension and stress. And you're starting to feel a peaceful sense of quiet. Psalm 119:73 says this. In prayer to God, it says, "Your hands made me and formed me." Seems like a pretty simple verse. But when you think about it, the entire verse is imagination. Imagining God having hands that make and form something. Notice that the "me" the psalmist is talking about includes the body. You are your body. You are more than your body, but you're not other than your body. The biblical view of your body is that it is part of your soul, an eternal part of who you are, That's why you will have a bodily resurrection and your eternal salvation. Your body, your brain, your spine, your entire central nervous system, all your nerves, your organs, your muscles, all of your cells. Your body is part of your soul. Your body needs spiritual life and peace and the rejuvenating sense of God's presence and love, just as your whole soul does. This sense of God's presence and love starts with less static and noise. This is a time to spiritually nourish your body and your mind. This is a time to focus your entire soul, including your mind and your body, on God's light and life and God's love for you, and to use your biblically guided imagination to feel this reality into your body. Quietly say to God, "Your hands made me and formed me." Right away, this says who you are. Right away, your imagination is feeling into your body that it's God that made you. It's God that formed you as if an artist cared for and loves his creation. You exist because God formed you and made you. God wants you to exist in his world. God made you and formed you to be in his eternal presence. But the imaginative language of making and forming is the language of love and care and detail of an artist for their creation. God specifically created you by his own hand, with love and care for every detail. That's how he sees you now. This is all imagination. God doesn't have a hand, but it's an imagination that God wants you to have when you think about his love for you and intention for you, and that who you are is a creation of God. Your imagination is how you experience this truth. Your hands made me and formed me. Your imagination is always felt into your body. It's how God made you. When you wake up from a stressful dream, you feel the stress of your imagination into your body. Maybe it's sweat or a racing heart or fear or worry, unease. But all that was just your imagination. Your imagination is constantly being felt into your body, your body's biochemistry. And that's also true when it comes to your ability to imagine the reality of God's presence and God's light and life and love. And that imagination affects your body's biochemistry too. So quietly say to God again, "Your hands made me and formed me." Use your biblically guided imagination to feel this reality into your body. Feel this truth into specific parts of your body. Bring your attention to your feet. Just focus your mind on feeling your feet, each of your toes. The bottom of your feet. The top of your feet. Your ankles. Use your imagination to feel a sense of warmth and relaxation coming into your toes and up to your feet and ankles. Like you've put your feet into a tub of warm water, feeling more relaxed, and perhaps your feet feeling warmer. Allow that sensation to travel up to your calves and into your knees and thighs, into all your bones and tissues and cells in your legs. God's Spirit giving life to every cell. Each cell feeling vibrantly alive and healthy because of God's presence. Let that sense of warmth and deep relaxation now move into your hips and pelvic area. Each part of your body is responding to your mind's attention on God's Spirit breathing life and peace into every cell of your body. You're feeling more relaxed and at peace in that reality. Your hands made me and formed me. Meditate on that as you feel that truth into your body, every cell of your body. Moving your focus now to your abdomen. With each breath, allowing your abdomen to soften. Notice the rising and falling of your belly as you continue to breathe in and out. Become aware of the organs inside your abdomen. Your brain knows where these organs are. Imagine these organs becoming vibrant with God's life and light. God's Spirit giving life to every cell in your organs. You're imagining reality. God's Spirit really is giving life to every cell in your organs. Bring your mind's awareness to this spiritual reality for a moment. Your hands made me and formed me. Now move your focus around to your lower back, feeling the warmth and relaxation coming into the muscles of your lower back. Your lower back feeling heavier with every exhale of your breath. You have the ability to affect your body in this way as you reintegrate your body with your soul and with the reality of God's Spirit, feeling warmth and relaxation coming into the muscles of your lower back, feeling a sense of quiet and peace and release of tension. Your hands made me and formed me. Feel that in your body. God's hands made you. God's hands formed you. Move your awareness now to your upper back, feeling the warmth relaxing all the muscles in your back. Your whole back. Now around to your chest and your diaphragm. Now feeling a sense of warmth and peace traveling up and down your spine. And all the organs inside your chest and torso, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver. Imagine the reality of God's Spirit breathing His life-giving power and love into every organ in your body. Your hands made me and formed me. God's Spirit is giving your heart its every beat and flowing throughout your bloodstream into your entire body. Your life depends upon God at every moment. There is never a moment when every cell in your body is not utterly dependent upon God's life-giving Spirit. Your hands made me and formed me. God created your body and loves your body. Feel this reality within your entire body. God's love flowing through your whole body, releasing tension and stress throughout your entire body, softening your muscles, calming your central nervous system, softening your heart physically and spiritually. Your hands made me and formed me. David meditates on this in Psalm 139, verse 13. He says to God, "You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Your hands made me and formed me." God created your body and loves your body. It is part of who you are eternally, ultimately in the resurrection of your body. But now, God made you and formed you. So you need to embrace your body. It's an eternal part of you. And even now, it's amazing how God has given the body the ability to heal itself. Imagine God's Spirit right now, enabling your body to heal itself, creating new healthy cells throughout your entire body. Imagine this reality happening everywhere throughout your entire body right now. Imagine it happening right now, particularly in those areas where you know you need it to happen most. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My soul knows it very well. Your hands made me and formed me. Now bring your awareness up to your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to drop toward the ground, letting go of clenched muscles in your shoulder blades. Now feeling a sense of warmth and peace and calm traveling down your arms, into your hands and fingers. And now bringing the warmth of your focus up to your neck and the back of your head. Letting go of tension. Imagine your brain inside your skull, relaxing and at ease. Imagine your brain clearing out the noise and the anxiety and worry and stress. Now bring your awareness to the top of your head, letting go of tension. Down the sides of your head, your ears, now your forehead, now bring your awareness to your eyes, relaxing the muscles in your eyelids and behind your eyes. Let your eyes sink deep into their sockets. Notice how good it feels to relax your eye muscles. And now your cheeks. Your jaw. Allow your jaw muscles to release so that your bottom teeth separate from your top teeth. And notice how that brings a sense of peace and relaxation to your entire face. Letting go of all the tension in the face. Relaxing the face and the jaw. Letting go of all expression in the face. We wear a face before the world, but you can let that go now. Letting your face drop like someone sleeping on a plane. All the muscles in your head relaxing. Letting go of all tension. And notice that as your face has become relaxed, your entire body now feels pleasantly relaxed and at ease a little more, feeling a sense of calm and peacefulness inside your entire body. God's life and love flowing throughout your entire body, giving life to every cell in your body. Let's pray. God, your hands have made me and formed me with care and love, attention to detail. Me, you wanted specifically, uniquely me to exist in your world forever, to be with you forever, to be in relationship with you forever. Your hands made me and formed me, my body, my entire soul. You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb, every part about me. You determined beforehand. Your hands made me and formed me because you had a plan for me, every detail about me. I praise you. I'm in awe of you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made in ways beyond my knowledge. And in the eternal resurrection, it will be even more so, fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul, my mind, my body, my soul knows it very well. So I present my whole body to you, the one who made me, the one who formed me, the one who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and so I present my body to you, because only by presenting my body to you can I live the fearful and wonderful life you have for me, the life of awe and worship, the life of wonder and enchantment and glory, beauty, glory in your presence, beauty in your presence, wonder in your presence. You give life to every cell in my body, and I praise you, rest in you, let your peace flow through my veins, your love throughout my entire body, because of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineer is Diego Huaman. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.